Thanks, Udo, for a kind introduction. And I'm thrilled to be here. This is my first DEM. My usual community is formal specification and verification. So today I'm going to give you a high-level overview of the formal specification and verification of the Nova Micro Hypervisor that we, the formal methods team at Blue Rock Security, is doing. So what we are building at Blue Rock now is a virtualization stack with Nova at the bottom running in hypervisor privilege. And then we have to give you a high-level overview of how we perform modular formal specification and verification of Nova micro hypervisor within the whole stack. And so if you're not familiar with formal specification and verification, at a high level, the idea is just to state the properties and verify the properties, meaning doing proof in a very rigorous logic. This is allow us to, and force us to actually think about all of the properties of our components in an most unambiguous way, most explicit way, and most thorough way, and with the result is that we have much greater confidence on our properties, on our proven properties, than just simple testing, and even stronger than just running static analyzers. Now, it may be obvious now that this requires a lot of effort. And obviously, what we really want is that we want to do this incrementally. And the keyword here is modularity, in a way that we want to be able to specify and verify components in a more or less independent way, and then we can compose the result of those to get the specification and the verification result for bigger systems. And in this talk, I will give you a quick overview of the techniques, which is separation logic, a very recent development in the formal verification research that we apply in order to achieve modularity. And last but not least, in order to scale our specification and verification to bigger system, we want to be able to perform these proofs in a more automated way. And one of the most important thing in the modern standard of formal verification is doing this in a proof assistant where our tens of thousand lines of proofs are checked algorithmically. And what we're using is the expressive type system of the ROC proof assistant. And on top of that, we also want to reduce the effort of even if you're familiar with HoloLogic from university, the specification in HoloLogic is often given as a triple where you have the precondition, the program itself, and the postcondition, and the triple just simply say that the program update the precondition state to the postcondition state. And in this case, it's doing that sequentially. And in this version of separation logic, the pre and the postcondition mentions what we call a small footprint points to assertions, which only talk about the fragment of a state that our piece of code cares about. So for example, what we're showing is that in the precondition of updating a capability, we only need the points to assertion of the selector that stored ownership of that capability. For example, if we just running cap update on one single entry in the capability page table, then the specification of that function should just mention that particular entry and nothing else. And for that, we can specify and verify cap update and cap validate each function in isolation. And when we need to compose them, for example, here we have a thread, two threads running these two functions in parallel. And if we happen to know that, well, this is actually cell one, sorry, the cap update is working on cell one, and Catherine Day is working on selector 2, and we happen to know that these two are disjoint in the capability table. This is encoded as the separating conjunction, a star, in separation logic, and basically say that these two are disjoint resources. Then we can simply compose the specification that we have up here without understanding the implementation of this function to get the whole proof of the composition. And basically the proof here just saying that it's more complicated and share resources are very common. So we have to go to more state-of-the-art logical constructs in modern separation logic in order to be able to encode and to specify and verify this concurrently access share resources. And in a way, you can still see this is actual separation because it's a separation in time where everyone would, in only one moment in time, access one particular resources. And for that, we go to more advanced features of separation logic. Now it's called concurrent separation logic. And you're probably familiar with the very basic form of concurrency where access to concurrent resources are protected by lock. So this is, for example, if you happen to have through thread running update in capital A now on the same selector, right? You want to be able to distinguish, like separate them so that one does not interfere with each other. You can put a lock to protect the selector. And this come up very naturally in separation logic by just saying that, okay, now the lock protects the tiny little bit of resources, the page, the capability table entry, and whoever acquired the lock will get access to that sequentially and can do whatever they want with them. And when they release the lock, they have to return that. This is very natural. And very basic also in concurrent separation logic. Yeah. And then, but you don't really want to use lock-based concurrency. What we are seeing is that in highly concurrent code, we want fine-grain concurrency where access to the resources are atomic. And in this case, if we happen to have an implementation of cap validating and cap update to just using atomic to access the resources, then we need a word to specify this highly concurrent behavior of operation. And more importantly, you can now chain up this atomic update to be able to specify multiple linearization points if it happens that your function is just not doesn't have one single atomic effect, but it can have multiple atomic effects, multiple linearization points. And so we will jump to an example directly in Nova. And this is a bit blurry. This is the specification, the documentation of Nova, and this is I'm just screenshotting the page about control semaphore, and you don't need to read it, it's blurry anyway. But at the first step, you can think of it in a more formal way, is that this is basically the visibly atomic effects of semaphore control up and semaphore control down, in which the, for example, in up, there will be a linearization point, an atomic effect that check the capability. This will require you to use the capability of the semaphore. And then there will be an atomic effect of actually bumping the counter of the semaphore. And on down, you have also a capability check, and then several other points. One of which is that the down actually happened because the execution context is blocked waiting for the semaphore. And then it can happen that at some point later, it's either is unblocked successfully and acquire the semaphore, or it just simply time out. So this is one important point here is that these points are linearization points, so it can happen concurrently. And so it can be the case that some other operation running concurrently can just happen to update the capability, but the semaphore, the rest of the behavior is still going on as long as here we have the permission, we have the capability to perform the operation. And one other important point is that if you look at the documentation, it just say, okay, in what cases then the behavior will be that you get some error code, but without specifying the exact order of these operations. But in order to specify this more formally, we have to see and specify the order between these linearization points. And so in order to specify the semaphore, we have to think about what are the resources of a control semaphore care about in this operation. And what I've listed here is basically it. Just three things. You need the capability to store the permission to access the semaphore. And then you need the counter value of the semaphore and potentially the list of block execution contacts waiting for the semaphore. And we just simply introduce those three, or not simply, we have to prove now that we can do that in the interface of separation logic for Nova. And with that, we can use the idea of logical atomic updates to specify the behavior. And you think this is just pretty easy to read. I'm hoping it's easy to read. And it's basically just saying, okay, there's a read of the current the capability of a selector, and then you check if that one have the right permission to perform an up. And if that happened, then it will be the case that the counter value will be updated. Otherwise, you get a bad capability. And the queue here is a logic assertion that is picked by the client of the specification to specify what exactly will happen after the call of the control semaphore. And now, DAO is also very similar. You can see that at each linearization point, we use a atomic update to specify the pre and post condition of what happened. You certainly, again, have to check the capability. And then if it happened, then the state, the list of block EC will be appended with the current EC. And then sometime later, it will be unblocked because you have a timeout, or it will be actually decremented, the counter will be decremented because somebody unblocked it, and so we actually acquire the semaphore. And one important point here is that we use a classical conjunction to specify the possibilities that the client had to deal with, and in this case both K can happen, and so the client should be able to deal with either successfully access acquire the semaphore or the timeout happen. And just to summarize this idea, the simple idea is to use separation log to report the errors. And so, in a way, the untrusted client cannot crash Nova. Okay, so I'll quickly show you how this the verification of some control semaphore DAO works. And this is the code. The implementation, the current implementation of Nova. And what happens here is that these are the internal C++ code, and we will have our own internal resources stated also in separation logic to specify the behavior of the C++ structure or data in this case. And this is fairly complicated, but luckily we have a strong proof automation for C++, and this can be passed through mostly before we just have to manually write these post, pre and post condition. Again, this is, you can see here that there's a lock, and so this is happening sequentially. But on the other side, you can see that when we're doing this proof, we will have to be able to certify the interface, the specification using atomic updates. And I'm just showing you that where these atomic updates will happen, and they happen in connection with the internal update to the internal state, all of those in separation logic. For example, here, the updates are